Now, tell me a little bit more about not being afraid of the dark, because this is just, wow.
Okay, so again, this is adaptation at its best, I think, for me. There's two frames on here that are actually shot in the dark. The color one on the right is outside my window, and I have a house in the forest in Truckee, California. And the bottom one on the right is when I finally got the iPhone 12, and the night exposure or low light exposure has gotten better. So that's 2 a.m. on the right. But all the rest of them are shot in full 100% daytime. Because, well, frankly, I'm a single woman and I'm not walking out in Times Square or out in the middle of the forest where there's bears, because there's bears up there in the middle of the night. And frankly, if I say the truth, I'm a morning person and I'm more likely to be up at 5 a.m, not out at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And so
I know that feeling.
All of these. Right. So all of these are actually, except for those two on the right, were shot in full day, like 12 noon. Sunlight and made to look like evening. And again, this is just experimenting with this thing in my hand, which is isn't it amazing what you can do?
I'm looking at the center frame there with the model, and just that little kiss of light coming from the window onto your model, and it falls off into shadow. And I know people that are trying to shoot that same shot with a super expensive camera, and they're not getting that detail.
Yeah,
they're just not getting it.
You know, so that was shot. You know, it's interesting. That was shot. I think it's interesting in San Francisco, and I had gone to this gallery where they had an exhibition of a photographer named Fan Ho, who was like a 1950s photographer out of Hong Kong, and his is exquisite, and it's all about light. So everything is any detail or information is in the light, and the blacks go black.
Right. Chiaroscuro. I can never quite say that, but it's chiaroscuro.
Yeah. And so I was trying to mimic that. I was like, wow, what if I do that? What if I shoot for the highlights and let the blacks be black and have no detail in them? What, you know, why not? Why not?
Just beautiful. Just beautiful.
And then I do need to call attention in case anyone is looking at these. You'll the Lake Tahoe shot and then the meadow down at the bottom. Those obviously, there are no stars if you shoot at 12 noon.
Right.
So I have a third-party app that I use to put stars or snow or moons in that I can do all on my
I love it.
So I can add it in.
I love it. It absolutely works for this scenario. I mean, you shot this at high noon, but hey, nobody knows it.
No one knows. And I think that's where we learn our craft. And it's I shot that knowing I was going to make it dark. That was my intent. And I don't think it makes it any less valid than going out at 3 a.m. and shooting. I could have done that. And for those who are into that kind of technical proficiency, awesome possum sauce, because there's a lot of purists out there who are like, I can't get it on my film or on my capture. It's not valid.
Right.
And if that's your world, walk on.
Yeah, have at it.
But that is not my
have at
yeah,
it.
I'm a visual storyteller. I'm trying to tell a story with my images, and how I get there is just process.
I love this.